This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live. It has been 4 days since the terrorists attacked. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us on the airwaves and on internet streams and some satellite broadcasts in the conversations that we will have today. In the studio, it is myself. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I purposefully sandbagged this specific article because, well, nobody and Ian, I wanted to get your opinions on it and your discussions surrounding it because I wonder how far-reaching this may become. It is exclusive to Washington State at this time, but according to this article from Crosscut.com, the Washington Supreme Court drug possession ruling upends Washington's criminal justice system. In the Blake decision, the Washington Supreme Court voided most drug possession cases in the state.
Wow.
How?
The implications will be huge. Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked. When Kelly Vamaca first read that the Washington Supreme Court had struck down the law criminalizing drug possession in the state, she was in disbelief. The Blake decision, named for the woman as its center, was not at all on Vamaca's radar. While she was peripherally aware of the case, she would not have guessed that this is where it would lead. In this, she was not alone. Attorneys, advocates, lawmakers, even the lawyer who argued before the 9 justices on Shannon Blake's behalf were all surprised that the court would take the case of a woman with drugs in her jean pockets to such lengths. This came out of the sky one day, said Vamaca, a defense attorney based in Tukwila. Her reaction? Stunned. For advocates of drug policy reform and those in the world of criminal defense, the ruling, quote, was a much-needed nail in the coffin on the war on drugs, unquote, said.
It's about friggin' time.
But wait, there's more. This is the Ginsu article. That was Ali Homan, the director of legal services at the Washington Defender Association. Meanwhile, many prosecutors, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers are nervous about its implications, and you'll find out why shortly. Regardless, all agree that the Blake decision is and will be viewed as a landmark one, and one whose chain reaction extends well beyond those charged with simple drug possession. Inmates held on multiple charges may need resentencing. Those rearrested for parole violations may have their records cleared.
Jeez. And that's going to be a lot of people. There are a ton of people who got a violation of probation simply because they had some marijuana on them at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Every year there are more arrests for marijuana than for all violent crimes combined.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of what we pay for the criminal justice system goes to micromanage people's blood chemistry.
I'm glad you mentioned pay, because fees and fines may need refunding. Immigrants facing deportation for drug felonies may be allowed to stay.
Yeehaw!
The list goes on. So I just want to recap that. Inmates held on multiple charges may need resentencing. That's one. Those rearrested for parole violations may have their records cleared. That's two. Fees and fines may need refunding. That's three.
Seems to be the least likely to happen.
Right. Immigrants facing deportation for drug felonies may be allowed to stay, and then the list goes on, they say. So those are the top five on their list, apparently.
Well, what they missed there, and maybe I missed them not missing it, was, it sounds like just the obvious thing that a lot of people are just in jail for possession of drugs.
Right.
May well just get out.
For sure.
That have their records cleared.
That seems the most
humans
obvious
humans again.
Yeah, be treated like, regular people. How about, because drug possession can be a felony, how about folks having their rights restored?
Yeah, the right to keep and bear arms.
All of that.
And hopefully one step further toward hanging the drug warriors for crimes against humanity.
That's
still ways to go before that happens.
Yeah, that one.
Well, you can take people's lives from them, but that's not going to make you feel whole.
No, but it may well make people think twice about starting another pointless war with their own people for literally nothing.
Did Nuremberg make them think twice?
I don't know. We haven't had another Holocaust since.
Well, yeah, we haven't had another exactly the same Holocaust,
I was going to say, it seems very presumptive of the human race to refer to it as the Holocaust, because I'm certain there's been more than one.
Well, there definitely has.
What's happening to the Uyghurs right now?
Right.
Yeah, the genocide against the Armenians during World War I. Of course, that strikes close to home because my grandparents' entire families were slaughtered in that.
We still have people saying regularly, over here, I'm just following orders. We still hear that excuse
all the time.
Time and time again.
Heck, I think we heard it over the last couple of days, this weekend, with some activism going on here in New Hampshire and some videos that I saw. I think I'm just doing my job. Right?
And it sounds familiar. I forget which one it was. But
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But going on with this article.
Can you imagine an assassin saying that? Like, sorry, I'm going to kill you, dude, but I'm just doing my job. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, right?
I went to work with this guy who was a former sniper in one of the armed forces. I'm not sure which one. I think he was a Marine.
They're always sniping at people.
And we were at a company function, right? It was like maybe a holiday party for the company that I worked for. And he had a couple of cocktails in him. And I was just sitting there. One of the other guys that we worked with asked this guy, hey, what was it like being a sniper in the military? And this guy already, I kind of had a, a weird vibe about the guy. I felt like he was kind of, teetering on the edge of crazy town. But
well, that kind of life experience doesn't tend to make you saner.
Right. So he goes on to say, he's like, well, it was interesting because I was so far away from the person. I could see them, of course, through the scope. But then I could just pull the trigger, and they were dead. And it didn't bother me at all, and I don't know why. And I was like, I just sat there. I didn't say anything, but I was, stunned in disbelief. I'm like, here's what happens to a man who's taught how to murder for, the military, right?
You might be a monster. That might be why it didn't affect you.
It's self-aware that, yes, I did commit murder, and that, yes, I just took out a human being. But for some reason, it didn't bother me.
No, see, it's not murder when they do it, because it's an authorized legal taking of life.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I think it doesn't bother at least some people who are in that situation is because mankind has always had the need from time to time to engage in combat. And so humans, especially men, have developed the ability to dehumanize someone once they've been classified in their name as the enemy.
Right, and of course now institutions have taken
that. Their mind, the enemy.
Institutions have taken that and made it almost a scholastic subject.
Oh yeah, they've built a whole mythology around making it easier for people to do that. I remember just after 9/11, some of the things people were saying about Muslims, oh, they're not like us. All they care about is killing us. And they were saying exactly the same things about the Japanese during World War II.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're driving or passengering in a vehicle, a car.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. The telephone number in studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from crosscut.com where there has been what appears to be a landmark ruling in which the Washington Supreme Court has voided most drug possession cases in the state. We've only sort of touched on the first bit of this article, and there's another bit to it that is equally, if not more important, that we will get to, of course. But first, let's go to Dustin, who's calling from Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oopsie, that hard can of Gatorade and that cigarette of crack cocaine, but I'd like to give another hoopsie.
Is he talking about crack cocaine on every single phone call now?
No. It's a cigarette addiction.
I do not freebase cocaine.
It's a cigarette addiction. It's a gateway drug of nicotine.
So yeah. Cocaine is a gateway drug to nicotine? That seems backwards.
Like the marijuana, they say in the government.
I have no idea what this gentleman is trying to say. I'm sure he's a very nice man. However, he cannot communicate to save his life.
I usually just let him babble for a while and then go, what?
What are you trying to say?
Huh?
Maybe it's been smoking the crack.
I don't know what he's doing, but he ain't making much sense.
No, it's Hoopy DJ Connor talking Tea Party and FOP, the good honest those Constitution, Conscience Institute, Institution, martial law, because nobody can remember the paragraphs. You know, you know Dolly Parton's elephantitis? Trump and Biden had elephantitis of the PP.
Dolly Parton had
elephantitis. Trump and Biden have elephantitis of the PP.
Dolly Parton had, you know, a couple of redeeming qualities, but I don't know about elephantitis.
Wow. What?
I think they call that jumping shark.
I can't even, like, babble incoherently on purpose.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Right?
I think my impression was that he was, though.
I'm pretty sure that's who that guy really is.
Like, the first time he called, I thought, I'm like, okay, maybe he's trying to do one of these things where he's trying to communicate with some people by using, like, code words.
Like aliens.
He's trying to talk to aliens.
Dog whistles.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next time he called, I'm like, okay, nope, that's not it.
Yeah, no.
This does not make sense. If Chewbacca is a Wookiee, you must acquit.
Chewbacca is a Wookiee.
All right, so how did this... all the drug prohibition are nearly... possession charges were overturned or are going to be overturned. What happened?
It appears to be so. In addition to everything we've talked about already, that's the, you know, folks rearrested for parole violations, having the records cleared, fees and fines possibly being refunded, immigrants facing deportation for drug felonies may be allowed to stay. On Thursday, two organizations, the Public Defender Association and the Civil Survival Project, filed a lawsuit demanding repayment of past legal financial obligations on behalf of possibly thousands of people convicted under the now voided law. So, you know, I make a joke all the time about, you know, when it comes tax time and you get your, they call it the tax refund check, like, you just got your change back, you didn't get a refund. This might actually be a refund. For some of these people,
they ought to pay for it Caligula style. You know, Caligula paid for things.
It was laid on me, bro.
He thought the Senate was spending too much money in Rome, so he built a brothel and threw their wives in it.
Ooh. Cold and Caligulating. Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. I will just continue with the article. We think this is a $100 million issue, said Juliana Rowe, policy director of Washington State Association of Counties. Drug charges, as one attorney put it, are central to the DNA of the country's criminal justice system, adding months to sentences, often leading to downstream consequences. And now, that DNA must be extracted in Washington. What's more, even if lawmakers were to pass a new law tomorrow, a pillar of the legal system is that new laws cannot criminalize past behavior, which means there's no going back from the Blake decision. This case was cataclysmic, said Homan. From here onward, we're going to be saying before Blake and after Blake.
Wow.
So at the core of the Blake decision is the question of the state's power to police. When it came to drug possession, Washington was the only state remaining in which prosecutors did not need to prove intent.
Imagine, though, thinking, I mean, cataclysmic, think of that word. Imagine thinking it's a horrible thing if you can't ruin people's lives for nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, this guy really thinks that in order for it to be a decent world, we have to be able to ruin people's lives for no reason.
Yeah, when there was no victim, no person, and no property was harmed. Yeah. These are victimless crimes.
The only criminals involved were the pigs, the legislators,
the prosecution, the court,
the prosecution,
the police. Right,
they were the criminals.
Indeed.
And they should pay.
So this situation came to a head in 2016 when Spokane police served a search warrant seeking evidence of stolen vehicles. Among those they arrested was Shannon Blake. At the jail, an officer found a bag of methamphetamine in her back pocket. Blake claimed to the officers and later in court that the jeans were her friends and she did not know that there were drugs in the pockets.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that before, right?
Unlike most parts of the law, the burden of proof fell not on the prosecution, but on Blake. If the drugs were indeed not Blake's, it was her job to prove it.
That's not how this is supposed to work.
Well, they just mentioned that Washington State was the last one where they had to prove intent.
Uh-huh.
And so
where they had to prove intent or didn't have to prove intent?
When it came to drug possession, Washington was the only state remaining in which prosecutors did not need to prove intent.
Meaning all the other states have to prove intent to get a conviction.
Correct.
Yeah, there was a guy who got acquitted in San Francisco, but the story that got him acquitted because the jury believed him was, he had some mushrooms in the bottom of his backpack. Mm-hmm. He said, I traded some weed to some hippies for those, and I forgot all about them. Well, the thing is, he didn't know he was in possession of them, and therefore he wasn't guilty of a crime.
Even though he admitted to trading weed for them?
Yeah.
Huh.
You'll figure.
So Blake's lawyer, Richard Leechich, I'm probably mispronouncing that, told Crosscut that this gave enormous discretion to police and prosecutors, referring to that Blake had to prove that it was her job to prove that the drugs were not hers instead of the prosecution's job to prove intent. By way of example, he pointed to a recent case in Seattle in which a woman purchased a crochet kit from a thrift store only to find a kilo of cocaine tucked inside. Never happens to me either, nobody. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this Supreme Court case in Washington.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Brazilian variant of coronavirus has been detected for the first time in the state of New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that has been called a variant of concern by the CDC. The variant is one of those several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and two from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. The White House chief medical advisor has singled out the UK variant, saying that strain is about 50% more transmissible than the original virus. And the annual White House Easter egg roll has been canceled for the second straight year due to the pandemic. A spokesman for First Lady Jill Biden says the Bidens hope to continue the tradition of the egg roll in 2022. Virtual events will instead be held, and the White House will send out commemorative eggs to local hospitals and vaccination sites. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced its pick for NASA administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia while a member of the House of Representatives. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's very important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the president and vice president, as well as our authorizing and appropriations committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades, and so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Grab a crayon and jot these 10 digits down on your fridge or, you know, the wall of your living room or whatever you need to do. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer any excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, we've been talking about this article from Crosscut where the Supreme Court in Washington State has voided most drug possession cases by way of this Blake decision. And it's named after the person, obviously, whom the decision was made for. And we've been talking about what happened in Spokane in 2016. Where
somebody was arrested during a warrant relating to stolen vehicles. They had methamphetamine in the person's lady's back pocket. She claimed they were her friend's jeans. She had no idea there were drugs in there.
Right. And the article continued to say that if the drugs were indeed not hers, it was her job to prove it. And the article gave an example. When Blake's case made...
Well, and that's because in this one state, they don't have to, prosecutors don't have to prove intent.
Correct. They're the only state in the, or the last state in the union that still has that. Apparently other states did. I was unaware of that until I read this article. When Blake's case made its way to the Washington Supreme Court, Lechich's primary argument was that Washington's drug possession law actually did imply that prosecutors must prove intent. By this argument, a new precedent could have been set and Blake cleared of her charges, but the law itself would likely have been left to stand. But as his secondary argument, Lechich argued that if intent was not implied, then the whole law ought to be found unconstitutional as a violation of the tenet that people are innocent until proven guilty. So in a narrow 5-4 decision, the justices agreed with Lechich's second argument, surprising the attorney himself. They ultimately concluded that lawmakers had been aware of the hole in the statute for many years, but decided not to change it. The whole law, therefore, was unconstitutional, meaning every case that involved drug possession must be reexamined.
I don't know. Not if they took a guilty plea.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, never take the plea.
So the article continues, the consequences do seem very large just because there are so many convictions for possession of a controlled substance, said Lechich. The consequences of the ruling were immediate, within hours.
Well, hold on. I guess they could argue that even on the cases where people took a guilty plea, maybe they could argue that the defense attorney, usually a public defender, didn't know, you know, all the aspects or the ins and outs of how this law was written, and they gave you bad information on which you, like, oh, look, you're going to get found guilty. You better just plead guilty. Well, they didn't know about this intent aspect or the fact that this thing could be unconstitutional, so they didn't inform their client fully on what their odds would have been if they'd gone with not guilty. I don't know. It's a stretch.
Yeah, I was just thinking, don't they always say that ignorance of the law is an excuse?
They do say that.
I don't know if that has any actual application.
Well, ignorance of the law on your part is not an excuse, but ignorance of the law on your attorney's part can be ineffective representation by counsel.
Okay, all right. That's what I was looking for, is like some application of, you know, where does that turn? I know, like, for somebody who's being prosecuted, right, the accused, right, it's on you, but, like, how does it apply to attorneys or the prosecutor or the judges and that type of thing? So the consequences of this ruling were immediate. Within hours, the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs put out a statement that law enforcement should stop taking any actions related to simple drug possession.
Wow.
It's about time.
That's amazing.
Pending cases ought to be dismissed, they said. And warrants for people on simple drug possession should be voided. The Seattle Police Department said its officers would no longer confiscate drugs or arrest anyone for simple possession. It's a very, very significant decision, said Steve Strachan, executive director of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Association.
It's still a little hard for me to get my head around exactly what they overturned here. My understanding so far is the Supreme Court said that the original intent of the legislation could be implied, or could be interpreted that it implied that intent must be proven. But over all this time, they haven't been proving intent, and so therefore, almost all these cases should be overturned. I understand that correctly?
That's how I understand it.
So, basically, this is only going to affect Washington State, and all other state laws are going to remain intact because they have to prove intent. This is not going to affect anyone outside of Washington State?
Washington State would have to rewrite a new law.
Which they could do.
Right, which they could do. But,
and they may do.
But it can't affect anybody prior to the law
being
written.
Ex post facto, I believe, is that terminology there?
Yes, the software term is backwards compatible. The law that the new law that they may introduce or
goes from that day forward.
Goes from that day forward, right, and can't be retroactive.
So that's great news for the people who've been convicted of drug possession in Washington State. But I really wish this had a larger implication beyond Washington State. But if all the other states have their laws quote unquote written correctly, which of course we don't think this is, any of this should exist. I mean, the prohibition is a terrible idea. It needs to end. I mean, if it has to end in the way that it's ending here, then that's fine. Whatever it takes to end it. But again, that presumes that they're not going to just move forward and re-prohibit all these drugs with the, you know, the swift wick of a pen.
I don't know. To me, it's just a part of the crumbling of the evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're finally starting to actually apply some of the principles that apply to little things, things the government doesn't care very much about, like murder, and say those even have to be applied to those evil bastards who smoked some weed.
I've jumped forward a little bit. I'm scanning through this article to see, because
it's a lengthy story.
It is. I was under the impression that the implications were far more than just Washington State. Although there is a paragraph here that says
this wasn't based on some sort of principle of, the right to seek freedom for yourself means you should be able to have a chemical on you or a plant on you if you want to. That wasn't what this was about. It was about some sort of legal issue with not having to prove intent. And that's something you have to prove generally for a criminal conviction. I don't know.
Yeah, normally the preponderance of evidence must be supplied by the prosecution, right?
Well, no, for
preponderance of the evidence is for a civil case.
Yeah, for criminal, it's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay, all right. So it does say it will likely take years to sort out all of the implications of the ruling. How it's applied and interpreted will almost certainly depend on the prosecutor in any given county. In conclusion, it says it is unclear exactly how many people the new ruling will affect. Legal organizations and government agencies are still counting. Homan of the Washington Defender Association said one colleague described the process of untangling the Blake decision as an onion, and we just have to go a layer at a time.
I hope they cry while they're doing it.
I do too. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and voice your thoughts. We've been talking about this article from Crosscut.com where in the state of Washington, the Supreme Court has apparently voided most drug possession cases due to a law on the books where intent was not necessary in prosecuting these. And this article was admittedly a bit confusing to us here in the studio.
Well, hold on. Before we go, I just wanted to add this. Think about how many people who have taken a guilty plea on drug possession didn't know that intent was going to be required. Like in the other 49 states,
right,
where apparently intent was a required aspect of getting a guilty conviction, most people just figured, well, they caught me with the drugs. They were my drugs, so I'll take a guilty plea.
Right.
But they actually had to prove intent. You had to prove that the person knew that there were drugs on them? Well, if you don't say to the cops when they're arresting you, oh, yeah, those are my, you know, those are my pills or whatever, well, okay, now right, they know you've admitted to it. Whereas
and if we don't do that because we don't talk to cops.
Right. Whereas if you don't say anything to the police, they then they supposedly have to prove that you knew you had those drugs on you. And how the hell can they prove that?
Right.
So yeah, now you've got Washington State overturning, basically through its Supreme Court, drug possession, simple drug possession, which is interesting because Oregon, through the legislative process, or not legislative, through the ballot initiative process, decriminalized
possession.
Simple possession of drugs in the November election.
Yep.
So now you've got those two next door states where basically possession of drugs is now legal. They're telling the cops to stop investigating and arresting people in Seattle and other parts of Washington State for simple possession at this point. That's a huge change.
And I just want to make it clear to the listeners that we're not just talking about marijuana. We're talking about
all
possession
drugs.
Of drugs.
All
any,
drugs.
Any which, schedule. Doesn't matter.
Which makes it even more liberated in that way than the state of Oregon, because Oregon created a legal process, right? Like, they just decriminalized in Oregon, meaning that you can probably still get a ticket. I'm not sure what the exact punishment is, but I suspect it's still a ticketable offense. They may still take the drugs from you in Oregon. In Washington, they're being told to not even investigate. Right. They won't mess with you at all.
Right.
So, I mean, this is tremendous news here. And I do have another interpretation of what happened, if you'd like to hear that, Captain.
I would, actually. I did want to just remark, though, as I was scanning through, that there seemed to have been somebody. We talked about that, you know, we felt like they would introduce a bill to sort of replace this since it got kicked, tossed out, so to speak. And it says Senator State Mark Mullett. Yes, that's his real name. Business in the front, party in the rear. Mark Mullett introduced a bill that reinstates the same language, but adds the word knowingly. So Mullett said that he generally supports finding new ways to get people out of jail and into treatment, but said, I'm drawing the line at legalizing all possession without also scaling up alternatives. So, indeed, somebody had already written by the time, you know, this article was published.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something to
recriminalize.
Recriminalize.
Yeah, because people aren't
hasn't
ready.
Hasn't been passed yet. But.
Right. People aren't ready to end drug prohibition, sadly.
Well, I am.
Generally, but.
I'm a people, and I'm ready.
That's a good point. And I was really happy and surprised that Oregon actually did vote for drug decriminalization. So maybe it is time. Maybe this won't get the feet underneath it that it needs politically to get passed. We can only hope.
It'd be great. Let's hear this.
Actually, you know what? My computer froze, so I don't have it anymore.
We'll put a hat on it.
But effectively, it was pointing out the legal terminology is called a mens rea. M-E-N-S-R-E-A, I think it was.
Mens rea, yeah. It's the state of mind.
Yeah, the state of knowing, I believe, is what it was defined as. That is not in the statutes of Washington State, that the state Supreme Court had already ruled in prior cases that intent or mens rea was not included in the requirements. Yeah, you've got it here, Captain.
Let's see if I can find...
The Supreme Court ruled previously in more than one case that they believe the intent of the legislature was not to include a mens rea in that statute, but they've never ruled on whether that made it unconstitutional, and now they have. And they, because that's what happens in a Supreme Court case. The
right.
Supreme Court, you go into the Supreme Court, you make 10 arguments, and the Supreme Court can look at only one of those arguments and say, okay, that's enough to overturn this case. We're overturning the case based on this one thing, and ignore the other 9 that you put in. So this was the first time that the Supreme Court had, after however many decades of drug prohibition, this was the first time they've ever been asked to look at this, and they could have ignored it, because it was, remember, there was 2 arguments that the lawyer had made.
Right.
And even the lawyer was surprised.
He was surprised that they, not that they looked at, he was surprised that they didn't look at the first argument, he was surprised that they looked at the second.
That's
argument.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because they can choose.
Right.
You know, you as the lawyer, you want to make every argument because you want your case to get, you know, overturned. You want to win. But he didn't know this was, I mean, this was like a Hail Mary kind of argument that he made. Never expected the court to actually consider it or look at it, but they did. And now they've overturned the entire drug possession statute in the state of Washington.
So the text
Hail Mary full of vodka, blessed are thou amongst cocktails.
The text of the bit from Reason says, in an opinion issued on Thursday, the court concluded that the absence of mens rea, a guilty mind, quote
That's
unquote,
what it means in Latin.
Right. Requirement violated the right to due process.
Right.
As a result of the decision. So
it's unconstitutional.
And Washington police have indeed stopped arresting people for simple possession, while prosecutors are dropping pending cases and seeking orders vacating past convictions under the law.
Now, I think it's unconstitutional, all drug prohibition in all 50 states,
yes.
Because it violates your right to conscience, it violates your right to possession of the things that make you happy, of the things that, if you're in seek of happiness, and this is something that brings you happiness, then, or whether it brings you happiness or not, just because you're seeking it, you should be able to have these things.
Yeah, I mean, people say, oh, well, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't have any constitutional bearing because it's in the Declaration of Independence rather than in the Constitution, but they forget about the Ninth Amendment, which says that the enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So, you know, really, if the society wanted to be moral, they would have two choices. They would have to either start respecting our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or belatedly surrender to the British and say, yeah, we didn't really have the right to withdraw from the British Empire at all.
Washington State Senator Hobbs thinks it's kind of crazy that people cannot be arrested and locked in a cage for possessing an arbitrarily prescribed intoxicant. To the contrary.
It's kind of amazing that people can be arrested for that.
That's
to me.
Our position on it, yes. Mine, anyway. You and I agree.
It's incomprehensible to me.
Inconceivable!
Yeah! It's like, I would really love it if somebody would form a gang and start finding some random thing that legislators do, like drink alcohol, and just go drag them out of their homes, throw them in prison.
Yeah, or wear a specific tie or something.
Yeah, wear a tie I don't like. Wear a purple hat.
Speaking of ties, and this is just a random segue, I'm of the opinion that the tie is... You know, I don't wear a tie, like, ever. I'll go to a funeral, I won't wear a tie. If I ever got to go to court, not wearing a tie. Right?
I have to re-look it up every time. I only do it, like, once a year for some fancy dress event or whatever, and I always have to re-look up how to do it.
No, I know how to do it, but I look at ties as a symbol of the establishment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In my opinion, this is, you know, if you're wearing a tie, you are basically saying, I participate in the craziness that is the establishment.
You're also giving people a handle to choke you to death with.
Yeah, and I don't understand. I mean, it seems just like an elitist thing. It's like golf, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like golf for the same reason. Golf seems very elitist to me. Wearing a tie seems very elitist to me. I'm part of the club. Look at me in my fancy tie. I'm sorry now. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.